Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Zayin of Maseches Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include: our Daf deals mainly with the following two topics. Ein Odom Oyser Nichse Chaveru Al Chaveru. A neder only works in one of two ways. He places a neder upon his own object to forbid others to benefit from it, or he places a neder upon someone else's object to forbid it to himself. However, a person cannot place a neder upon someone else's object to forbid it to others. The Gemara asks whether one can forbid his own possessions forever so that the Isser would remain even after it's no longer his, for example, after he dies or after he sells them. The Gemara also discusses the halacha of Gidulin and Chilufin. Gidulin, the growths of something that is Asa B'Hanah, are forbidden as well. Chiluf is an attempt to transfer the status of Isser Hanah, such as Nedarim, onto another object. Such an exchange is only possible for items of Avodah Zarah and Shemitah produce. The Gemara discusses whether the Rabbanan forbade the person who attempts to transfer other Yisurim to benefit from the exchange item. Through its discussion, the Gemara references the following ideas as well. Ein Odom Makne Dabar Shelo B'Olam. A person cannot sell something that does not yet exist. The Gemara discusses whether he can make a neder on such an object to forbid himself or others to benefit from it. Ha'imr le'ishtoi koinim sh'ani nenalech, lava u'bali chayvin boin b'nefron. A woman can be forbidden through a neder to benefit from her husband if he made the neder before they were married. However, since her husband is obligated to support her, he has to reimburse the person who provided for her if she borrowed money specifically for this purpose. The Gemara discusses why we don't consider the repayment of this loan as a form of benefit from the husband.